Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. Have you recovered? Have you recovered?
I have. I really have. It feels good to have that behind us and ready to move forward.
Mary Kay, it felt like a very sensible, very smart, very deliberate draft that had no trades. That was just kind of like, wow, the Browns went out there and selected their picks. And it looked like they got the right spot. So just your general overall feeling on the draft.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that they were looking for a spot. I think they let the draft fall to them, and I think they would have been happy with any number of players at 54. They were happy that Mike Hall was available to them because he did, of course, have that one superpower that they were really coveting and seeking, and that was the ability to rush from the inside. They were not interested, per se, in a Chris Jenkins or even a Mason Smith. They really had three defensive tackles that they had targeted, and Michael Hall was one of them. So they were very, very happy to get him.
I always love the local guy comes home to play for the hometown team, Mary Kay. That's fun. It's even better when it's a great fit. And I just love what Andrew Berry has done in adding talent on that defensive line, bringing guys back for this year. Adding other pieces, and I would think that Jim Schwartz is absolutely giddy. They got to be done on the D-line, right? There are lots of new pieces.
I would say so. If anything, somewhere along the line, they could add another edge, but certainly they're done at defensive tackle. They were already pretty well stocked heading in, so now they're going to find themselves with a bit of a surplus there. But that's not really the point. You're trying to upgrade the talent at the position, not just have a lot of bodies there. So they think that Michael Hall, if he doesn't start right away, will work into that. But he's someone that I'm sure will be able to contribute from the jump.
What'd you think of the Zach Zinter pick, third round?
You know, they actually really do need to start thinking of a succession plan for Joel Bitonio. At any given time, Joel Bitonio, not heading into this year, but after this season or after the next season, he could be ready to say that's it. So I think it was a good, smart pick. If you ended up with, in that round, your next Joel Bitonio, well, that would obviously be wonderful. But I think at the very least, it appears that they probably got a good starting guard for the next decade.
I love the idea, Mary Kay, that they're stacking up people who might not play much, who will eventually be starters. And I wonder how many spots they have that with right now. But clearly on the D-line, clearly now on the offensive line, you have DeJuan Jones, Conklin, and Jedrick Wills. I mean, somebody, if all three of those guys are on this team when you get to the start of the season, one of those guys should be starting and won't be. And I think it's the sign of a good team. I just wonder, can you keep everybody fresh? Can you keep everybody happy?
Well, I guess we'll have to see how that plays out. I still do wonder how the tackle situation is going to go. But as we looked at last year, they got down to their fourth and fifth offensive tackles. So I think that they are probably going to need all of the good ones that they have because of injuries. And again, these guys are all coming off of knee injuries. So you never know exactly when they're going to be ready or if it will just be a smooth transition or trajectory the whole entire way. So I think they'll be fine, even though they have a little bit of a surplus there. And then at defensive tackle, they'll just rotate those guys. If all of them make the team, they'll use just a robust rotation and keep them fresh throughout the game. Jim Schwartz loves to do that anyways, is roll those guys in there. So they know what they're doing with those lines. They are built tough on the offensive line and the defensive line, and they believe that that is one of the best ways to sustain success.
Mary Kay, you and I have been on the same page about the wide receiver position for some time. My guess is a lot of people are tired of hearing me talk about it and you write about it. That said, should we keep talking about it and writing about it? Do they need another wide receiver? I've avoided putting together my list of free agents who are still out there who I think could come in and help this team. Another guy got cut today, Zay Jones in Jacksonville. Are they set there? Do they think they're okay? Or do they think they might be looking at a veteran still?
Well, once again, if something comes along that they feel is an upgrade somehow, then certainly they would take a look at that. But I think they feel pretty good about their receiving core right now. The only thing that they didn't necessarily add was just that sort of burner, a real super speed guy. But they have enough speed with what they have now to get the job done. And they will be running, some different kinds of routes under Ken Dorsey. And it will take a little bit of a different skill set for what they're going to be looking to do. And I think they have what they need. And they also feel like Jamari Thrash is going to fit that Ken Dorsey skill set of a choice route runner, where it's sort of the Cole Beasley role or the Julian Edelman, Wes Welker type of role. So they'll have what they need, but they will always keep their eyes open for whatever else is out there.
I think it's interesting on the heels of today's news and what we're talking about at wide receiver, Greg Newsome gets his fifth-year option picked up. But what about Amari Cooper, too? Maybe take a look at that deal again? What are your thoughts there?
You know, at the owners' meetings, when we talked to Andrew, it seemed to me that he was possibly thinking about some kind of an extension for Amari Cooper. But I don't think right now anything is imminent. It could happen. It might happen. But I don't think it's something that they're clamoring to do right away. We'll see if they get something done before the season or around the trade deadline, or if they just kind of let it go. I'm not really exactly sure what their thinking is. Maybe they want to see how Judy is going to pan out a little bit before they decide what to do there.
And then going back to Greg Newsome's fifth-year option, your thoughts on that, and is it what it appears to be?
Well, I had been telling everyone that they were going to pick up the fifth-year option and they were not trading Greg Newsome, and I still hold to that. I do not see that happening. I don't think they picked up the fifth-year option so that they could turn around and trade him. I think we should take Andrew at his word. He has said over and over again that he has no plans to trade Greg Newsome, and I believe him.
I'm glad, because you need corners in this league, Mary Kay, and I think they've done a nice job of accumulating really good corners. And is he the best corner in the league? No. But is he pretty good? Yeah. And in a passing league like this, I think that's essential, especially if you're beefing up that defensive line, that cuts down on the time a quarterback, you hope, is going to have to throw the ball, which makes your corners even better. So it looks like a big plan has come together on the defense, and you're pretty good to go. Are they set at linebacker? Do you think they're okay there?
I think they're okay there for the most part. I do. I think they're okay. And in addition to what they had, they also added Nathaniel Watson to the mix, and he does bring a little bit more of that Sione Taki-Taki stout presence, maybe run defense kind of a guy in the middle, and he's super smart and just brings a lot of production to the table. So I do think that they added someone there who can probably come in and contribute right away on special teams and also try to maybe make a little bit of a mark at linebacker. But you have a couple other guys that might be able to step up this year too. Tony Fields has been kind of waiting his turn to show what he can do, and some of the other guys as well. So for now, I think they're okay.
Mary Kay, only because it's been in the news the last 24 hours too, a little bit of rumblings about the dome and meeting with the state and little nuggets here and there trying to figure out what's going on with that. Are you hearing anything new on the dome?
Nothing new. No, I know enough about it, and I just don't. I don't think anything's really changed. I know what the plans sort of look like or entail, and yeah, I think they're still sort of in a just in a due diligence mode at this point.
Okay, so we watched six quarterbacks, some of them not really highly thought of, go in the top 12 of the draft. We saw Atlanta take a quarterback at number 8 after already signing a guy for a $100 million guaranteed. Some strange things at quarterback, Mary Kay. Does that open your mind to the idea of strange things happening at quarterback after this year if things don't work out with Watson? Or do you think Deshaun sees 5 years of this contract if by chance it doesn't go well?
Well, I will say that there's so much optimism in the building and amongst Deshaun Watson and his camp about how his shoulder is coming along, about what he's going to be like with that shoulder this year. No one's really worried about it. They believe that he's going to be really, really healthy this season. And if that's true, then they should be very good, and he should be good. He's got a lot of weapons around him, and it should go very well if that's true, what everyone is saying, that he should be the quarterback of old with a healthy shoulder. So I think the Browns are looking at it like Deshaun is going to be here for the length of this contract and possibly the next one as well. So that's really what their mindset is at this point.
Which is ideal if it works out. So fingers are crossed that it does. And they have a backup in Jameis Winston who's as good as any backup in the league. You could make the argument, at least on paper.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, you can look around the league and see examples of if it doesn't work out, you pivot and you move on and you figure something else out. And sometimes you have to pay a very hefty price for that to happen. But teams know they have to do what they have to do if their quarterback situation doesn't work out. We saw Pittsburgh have to change. We saw Chicago have to make a change. We're seeing Denver having to make a change when they thought they were set. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. The hit rate, once again, is about 50% in the first round of the draft. So by rights, you know, you're looking at maybe only three of those guys really, really making it big in the NFL. And you know, in the off chance that the Browns have to pivot and do something else, they'll find a way.
A couple of just kind of football-related stuff that's been going on. First, I want to ask you about the NFL letting the players wear those guardian caps during the regular season now that they're going to let them do that. Your thoughts on that? And I'm wondering, do they have to – I'm sure they're going to have to redesign the guardian hat if they want to wear it on their helmet to include the logo, I would think. I don't know what it would look like, but – your thoughts on that, and if players will wear.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think some will, especially some that have had multiple concussions. And I think it's a really good idea, especially when you have, you know, new things going on, like the new kickoff return rules. And, you know, that was also designed for safety. But, you know, you just never really know how it's going to turn out. So I do think that there will be a number of players that will be willing to do that. And I think it's really smart. Anything the game can do, anything the NFL can do to protect the brains and the health of their players, it's a good thing. It's a good move. I love that they're doing it. And I hope it has a tremendous effect on cutting down on concussions.
What does it mean, though, for the marketing game with the NFL? And, you know, just like those helmets represent the players. I wonder how they're going to be able to, how to do that, like, and still be able to, don't you think they need to get some veterans on board first to wear them during the games? And then just make rookies, like, I don't know. I think about, like, you know, face masks and helmets in the NHL, how they had to get the guys to buy in and they grandfathered guys in. And then, you know, like maybe starting with next year's draft or the year after that new players coming in the league, it'll be mandated that they wear these. Like, I wonder how they're going to implement this.
Yeah, I really don't know yet how it's going to go. As you said, if a couple of cool guys start wearing them, then before you know it, maybe others will too. Because, I mean, I've watched them wear them in practice, and they look a little goofy. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. They look a little goofy. But would you rather look goofy or be goofy, right? I mean, let's be honest about the fact that brain health is so vitally, vitally important. And we need these guys to, you know, to be able to have a great life after football, and they need to be protected and taken care of.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time. You know we read you every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple of those things that Mary Kay talked about, I want to touch on those with you as well. And you can talk back to us at 216-474-0092 or hit us up on social media, X at CLE Talking Heads.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.